Crossing the Ice. In 1241, the Mongols were chasing a king. King Bela IV of Hungary had refused to surrender when the Mongols demanded it, so they had come to take his kingdom. At the Battle of Mohi, the Mongol army destroyed the Hungarian forces, and Bela ran for his life. He fled south across Hungary, down through Croatia, all the way to the Adriatic Sea. He reached a fortified island called Trogir, and finally felt safe. The Mongols were horse warriors from the dry steppes of Central Asia. What did they know about seas and islands? That winter was extremely cold. The shallow waters between the mainland and the island froze solid. The Mongol general, a prince named Kadan, looked at the ice. He was far from the grasslands where his people had learned to ride, but ice was something Mongols understood from their homeland winters. His men tested the thickness, checking whether it would hold the weight of horses and riders. It would. So the Mongols did something that Europeans thought was impossible. They rode their cavalry across the frozen sea to the island. King Bela barely escaped. He saw the Mongol horsemen coming across the ice and scrambled onto a boat at the last moment, sailing away while the Mongols reached the shore of the island he'd just fled. They had chased him more than 1,000 miles across Europe and then crossed the sea itself to reach him. He got away by minutes. The Mongols never came back to Europe after that. Their Khan had died, and they had to return home for the succession. But the people who lived in Europe never forgot what they'd seen. An army that could adapt to any terrain, that could cross a frozen sea on horseback, could do almost anything.